Y'all, look at my Kevin Wynn ass shirt. Like, baby girl, I'll never hurt you.
Hey,
what's
up? Hey, who's the one thing?
Hey, guys, what's good? What's good, Madison Squirt?
What's good, Madison Squirt-Gurden?
Madison Squirt-Gurden.
What's good, Madison Squirt-Gurden?
Okay, intros.
Well, back in my apartment, I got a California king. With shit, it's a twin. I got roommates. She's lesbian. She's not creepy, though. But she's cool. And so let's make the bed squinchy or whatever she said.
Clarence Angelo.
Philippines!
Oi!
Oi, Philippines! I'm Alchesco.
And you're watching
Aging Glow Podcast.
Seoul, Manila,
Philippines!
So loud. We have some shit to talk about. We literally just watched a movie and we're gonna freaking talk about it because we're gonna yap about it. And one thing about us, we're scholars. Welcome to the lecture. So,
yeah.
Shall we?
We shall.
These are cute, huh? I think that's good. We just watched like a widowy cute ass movie.
Yeah. I bought the tickets at 12:30 and the movie showing was at 12:40.
And the title of this movie is What I Was When I Was Not Single. Inside Out. That is rancid.
That's a really crazy.
That is rancid to say about a kids movie. But okay.
First off,
can y'all like movies. Just stick with us for like 5 seconds? This movie, I mean, okay, I'm not giving it a 10 out of 10. I'll go ahead and start off with that. I'm not going to hype it up. I'm not gonna
yeah,
suck
movie,
something that isn't hard for me. Like
the movie was not a 10 out of 10. I will say.
Did you shed? First of all, did you shed a tear?
I did.
I shed a tear.
I did. I actually shed multiple tears.
Why are you talking about like this is a bad movie to you?
Okay.
You be crying like
what fucking month is it? July.
Oh, you're a water
and I'm
sign.
A cancer, bitch. What the fuck? Okay.
Okay. If y'all seen Inside Out, the concept of Inside Out is that there's characters in your brain that are different emotions that you experience every single day. Joy, sadness, etc., etc.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you that probably don't know this, that's fucking crazy. This movie, this second movie, there was new emotions added because Miss Riley
went through
puberty.
Puberty!
Menstrual cycle! Yes.
We don't know if she went through the menstrual cycle yet.
The new characters are anxiety.
Anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and boredom.
Boredom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I wanted to air fry the fuck out of anxiety.
The anxiety already looked fucking air fried.
I saw that. I was like, why you look crunchy?
First off, did you know?
You know
that
what anxiety
the... What? The creator or the person who made the concepts of these emotions for this movie is Asian.
This picture. Okay, y'all follow Donnie Pugliano. This is niche. Hey, hold on. Y'all, this is niche.
Put up this photo
this
of Mr. DK.
Donnie Pugliano, my baby's father. That looks like. Anxiety.
That's anxiety right there. That
looks like anxiety.
Yeah.
Anyways, embarrassment's so cutie patootie. Envy so cutie patootie too.
I did not like Envy.
Oh, Envy was giving freaking they them.
Envy was giving also like kawaii.
They them kawaii eggyo queen. What the fuck
that,
did I just
that
say?
That is for sure a username out there.
That would put a conservative in a fucking coma.
Oh, yeah.
They them kawaii eggyo queen.
I loved embarrassment, though.
I love embarrassment.
Well, you know what's crazy?
Huh.
I was so I watched it with my boyfriend, and then after, he was talking about how much he hated anxiety, and he was like, I swear to God, I want to, like, beat that bitch to the ground every time she, like, came on the screen.
Yeah.
And I was like,
but
me
that's the
too.
Point.
And then he was like, yeah, but then I also realized, like, that's sometimes how you think, girl.
Jail. That was actually so foul. That was. I was driving. I went. Ah! I went. Get the.
You.
Fuck
you
up
started driving. You slammed the brakes. All of a sudden, your hair is like.
I turned and it's just anxiety.
That
he's
bitch.
Behind me, isn't he? And it's me. It's me looking like anxiety cosplay.
Is anxiety in the room with us?
Yeah. Yeah, she is.
We hate that
you're
bitch because we
at
know
her.
That bitch.
You're looking at her.
Not me matching anxiety. Okay, I'm matching more.
You're giving anger.
Anger.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I love anger.
But what does that say about me and us?
We'll get to that.
No, because I was, when anger started comforting joy, I was like,
you're like, I want to fuck him. You were. I watched it with my friend,
and we both went. But who's your bias? Is it anger?
Anger for sure. I love anger. Bias wrecker, I think, is disgust, because she's like, she's queen.
Disgust is.
Yeah, she is.
Wait, yeah. Why isn't there a emotion? When is Inside Out gonna have cunt in the Inside Out cinematic universe?
Yeah. And then who would cunt look like?
RuPaul.
Kehoe.
We said the same thing. The moment that I need to discuss is when all the emotions came together to hug the sense of self.
Yeah.
Because she was like having an anxiety attack.
Okay.
The way that cooked me.
It cooked me too. Oh my god. I think that the way that they showed the anxiety attack was actually pretty good. Good.
It was scary.
Not even how like Riley was reacting, but the way anxiety was like spinning around
and
the,
just frozen the keyboard. Stuff. Like, you can't
I was
think.
Like, yeah, I was like, yeah. That's so real.
I guess I'll share. The way that recently, so if you guys watch a live stream, I recently went through a breakup, and I verbally say this out loud. I'm like, feel the emotions and like let it pass. Feel all the emotions and let it pass. Feel all the emotions and let it pass. Yeah. Right? That was exactly visually
what it feels like.
Yeah. To feel all the emotions. It's literally that. Like all the emotions saying, okay, let's all be here right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it'll like tame down whatever is fucking us over. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
It's not only thinking happy. Yeah. It's not only thinking sad.
That's what I thought was really good. It's like when all the emotions were trying to like rip off the anxiety, like what is it? Like the belief.
Yeah.
And then like it just wouldn't work, and then they all had to go around like the new like found belief.
Yeah. I'm being so for real when I say like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna like kind of overshare. My relationship was with someone in the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. Like literally, it was so ironic because the movie was based in the Bay Area, even if it was animated. And like the way that I actively was like during the movie when I saw like Bay Area hockey team, Bay Area high school, I actively was like, okay, feel all the emotions and like just let it pass because you're watching a movie. Mm-hmm. And then the way that that happened at the end, I was like, this is like 4D. Like it was like a 4D experience, I guess. And so I don't know. I don't know if I said anything there, but maybe to people who are going through a breakup, I feel like y'all get me on another level right now.
Yeah.
But it truly was. I was like, holy crap. Like, this is so ironic.
You have like a love-hate relationship with anxiety.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I'm doing this to protect myself, but it's keeping me, it's like a barrier from all the other things
all that the I could other, be experiencing. Yeah. Did you see at the very end of the credits, it was like, this is for our kids. Like,
yes. Like, it was, this is for our kids. We love you the way that you are.
Exactly.
What the fuck?
Because now, like, visual learners, right? Like, you, as a kid, you're a visual learner. Mm-hmm. So now you have this, like, visual as to what's happening in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives you a sense of understanding of, like, why do I feel this way? Mm-hmm. Even, I think about, like, even if it's to the worst case scenario where they actually think they exist in your brain, that's still so beneficial.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Like, acknowledging that, okay, this emotion lives in me, this emotion lives in me, this emotion lives in me. That's already light years ahead of what we grew up with, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
But anyways.
Here are the moments where I cried. When Sadness said, at the end of the movie, when she said to Joy, she was like, Joy, Riley wants you. Oh my god, that is so sad. Like, that's when I cried so hard. Because it's like, to me, it meant like, even though you go through all these like anxiety-inducing like experiences, you still deserve some joy in your life. Like, whenever I have, like, an anxiety attack or whenever I'm, like, overthinking, I am always, like...
At the end of the day, you just crave joy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I was like, she's emotionally intelligent. Like, as a 13-year-old, I was like, damn, that's pretty good. And then the line where Joy was like, maybe we have less joy as we get older.
I know. I can't what imagine.
What the fuck?
The adults in there, like, the theater was silent when that was said.
Yeah. Everyone in my theater went.
Damn.
I heard it and I was like, dang, that's not true. And it was, like, so sad because my theater was packed with, like, parents and their kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I could tell, like, all those parents were like.
Yeah. Now that we've watched Inside Out 2 or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yada, yada, yada. We're watching a trendy movie.
Blah, 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 blah.
In Inside Out, let's say Inside Out 3.
Okay. Well, I think there needs to be one.
I'm gonna say an emotion.
Okay.
And I want you to draw what I think it's gonna look like.
Okay.
So, Inside Out 3, brain rot version of Inside Out 3.
Okay.
My prediction for emotions, let's just say that, let's start easy.
Okay.
The first one is love.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
Are we showing each other or the camera?
Oh.
3, 2, 1.
Okay, which one's better, guys? Hey, why'd you draw yourself?
Yeah. This is a photo of me in middle school.
Wait, I made mine like a little puppy.
Oh, like puppy love. I went straight to BTS.
Okay, the next one.
Okay.
Horny.
Oh my god, that was mine.
2, 1. Okay, so if Inside Out 3 had another character and it was horny, it would be...
3, 2,
show each other.
1. That's so good. Wait, I need to add little fists to mine.
Why? Oh, because, like, when you're horny, like, you like that kind of stuff.
Tenses up!
Oh. Okay, next one. I have the ick.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
He's holding a red and green flag. What the fuck?
We're kind of similar. Mine is this, and it has a fedora, because fedoras give me the ick. The feeling of hyperfixating.
Okay, hold on. Let me think.
2, 1. Did you draw SpongeBob? Switching topics now.
Okay.
Recently, guys, I you guys saw on Instagram, I judged a K-pop competition. The same weekend, I went to my very first dance intensive, bitch.
Mm-hmm. It was bitch, good.
That dance intensive. Some may say I left inspired. There were teachers from Korea, teachers from New York, teachers from New Zealand, and teachers from LA. There's few moments in life where I find people doing what they're meant to be doing in the moment. Like, seeing it actually in action.
Yeah.
You know? When you find moments like that, it is like, oh, you're like, this is what life is all about.
Yeah.
You know, just like seeing people do what they're meant to be doing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you felt this way about like singing. I don't know if you felt this way about like whatever, but I realized watching that and judging, like, that is actually truly what sets different K-pop groups apart from one another.
Yeah.
For me.
No, wait, me too.
Maybe the first like 3 times I watched them, if I feel it to be inauthentic, I'm already in this like tier that
I think there's only so much that, like, I know we do talk about like how production in K-pop is so big, but I feel like there's only so much like production, like type of like styling, like visuals that can only take you so far.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see groups like BTS, like, I feel like all of them, that is what they're all supposed to be doing, like, in this exact moment.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just, as a fan, like as an audience, like, member, it's just way more attractive. Because you get that, like, emotional, like, I'm so lucky to be watching someone or live in the same time period as someone that's so passionate about their craft.
That exact
and
thought.
It's when so you're like, rare.
I'm very grateful to be alive while you are alive.
Yeah.
Like, Beyonce is one of them. You know what I'm saying?
It's just like you had to experience, like, you had to be there for
exactly
like, what if it, like their prime, if it's not their prime, like, it's just. It just feels different. It's like...
No. Don't fucking apologize, girl. The whole concept of K-pop is like a business. Like...
Yeah.
There's people who write the chorus of the song. They're called top liners. Mm-hmm. There's people who write the verse of the song.
Mm-hmm.
Idols often rarely are even in a part of that experience.
Uh-huh.
But like, I think it's transitioning to be more a part of it.
You can learn.
But everything is a business.
Yeah.
Like, I realize, like, to write the chorus is an agency that is connected to Hybe.
Mm-hmm.
There's a business that runs them that is, like, under Hybe, but, like, they're a separate business.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, it truly is a business, and at the core of all these agencies reaching out or connecting with each other are these, like, people to represent the final product, and that's the idol, right?
Yeah.
But with all that commercial, with all that business and whatever, you can never commercialize authenticity.
Oh.
Maybe you're on stage and people see it, or maybe the camera's on and people see it.
Mm-hmm.
But that, for me, is what really sets a K-pop group apart. It's like, when I'm watching someone like that, you are meant to fucking do this.
Uh-huh.
Like, this is, like, what you're meant to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even think I can count on two hands groups that I could put in that category. I can name more than five idols.
Me too.
But groups, no.
Me too. Yeah. I think to be inspired, like, to walk away from, like, a crazy, like, festival like Lollapalooza, like, watching J-Hope, and be inspired is actually one of the best feelings that you can take away from a concert.
Because as you grow up, like, you seek inspiration all the time, which I think is a beautiful thing, but rarely does it actually happen.
Mm-hmm.
But then when it does,
it's
like it changes everything. And I feel like that's why a lot of artists, a lot of dancers, a lot of them will just reject making a stable income.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, okay, this is what I'm meant to be doing in life. Mm-hmm. Like, this is exactly what it is, you know? Mm-hmm. Anyways, I just did that's my spiel on that.
No, but I get it. And I bet a lot of y'all get it too.
I'm gonna say this, and it might be, like, you can fully disagree, but in my opinion, no one does it like BTS.
No, I fully agree, like,
no one does it like them. Yeah. And, like, that's my opinion! You know, that fucking woman. That's my opinion, but when I listen to their music after not listening to it for a while, I'm just like, there is something different about this.
That happened to me this morning.
It's like this. No one's doing it like that.
Yeah, I haven't listened to, like, BTS in so long, and then I put them on shuffle, and I was like, wow, it does sound different.
I really like how their music, they don't really force me to feel a certain way about the song.
Yeah.
It's more just like, here's the final product.
Mm-hmm.
Take
it or leave it.
Take
girl.
It as it is.
Yeah.
Same how I felt about Eternal Sunshine. We've already talked about a whole episode about this. But, like, same with Beyonce. Like, it's just like, this is something that means a lot to me.
Mm-hmm.
Take whatever you want from it. I when artists try to, like, okay, this is what the song means, and this is what you should feel when, I'm like, girl, don't.
Yeah.
Like, stop.
Yeah.
Like, don't. You're, like, you're ruining your song.
Yeah.
The song is a bop already. Like, just let me take what I want. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Welcome back from the break.
Welcome back.
This part of the podcast is a segment that we like to call
Asians Answer.
This is where we answer your questions that you send us on the Discord and Instagram. Since we talked about dance, someone asked, tips for dance retention.
I haven't danced in a long time, but I remember when I was, like, really, like, continuously taking dance classes, I would just be like, I have to keep taking dance class.
In order for
because,
it.
Yeah. Like, that's, for me at least, that's the only way that I will, like, retain any sort of dance combo.
Memory is a muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, the tips for dance retention is you just gotta keep taking class.
Yeah.
And I would say, on top of that, if let's say you don't have the budget to take class, right?
Yeah.
Learn a K-pop dance.
Yeah, like, that's what I was gonna say. Dance. Like,
because
learning K-pop dances were such, like, a good, I don't know, not like workout, but like workout for your mind.
Yeah.
Because you have so many, like, resources to look at, like there's TikTok, there's YouTube, and it's like you could really test yourself.
Exactly.
With dance retention.
How retention gets easier is, like, someone does a move. Right, and maybe you've never seen it before, but since you've, like, took so many classes or learned a lot of K-pop dances, you've engaged parts of your body and, like, that you might have to engage again for a future move. And so, just there's a million ways that you can move your body. You're never going to be able to learn all of them, so you might as well learn as much as you can, so that when something new comes up, you have this, like, index that you can kind of lean on. So that's my tip for dance retention, because I get it, girl, the first 2 years, first 3 years, you just want to rush it and be like, I fucking hate myself because I can't remember shit. But once you get over that, that's when retention actually is a lot easier.
Yep. Show up to class with your own personal goals. Like, because I know, like, going to class and being like, I want to be, like, I want to be the best. I want to be the one that, like, calls out in the final group.
Yeah, you lost the plot.
Yeah.
Dance is all about community. Sure. Dance started from community. For so sure. Dance started in tribes, girl. Mm-hmm. And they did it to share it with each other. So the second you don't do that, you're abandoning the foundation of dance.
Next question is, what do you think defines long-term success, specifically for K-pop groups?
I feel like, what's the business model of K-pop? Like, hot visual, okay, yeah, good okay. vocal.
Yeah, visual, vocal, dance. Okay.
So, can visual...
In those three. Because I think there's more.
I don't think visuals can define long-term
success. Yeah, I don't think so either.
Like, actually, that's duh.
Well, you can only be hot for so long, yeah. You know?
I mean, if that case would be successful...
That's so sad. That actually breaks my heart. Like,
I think it goes back to, like, the authentic shit.
Yeah.
I think it's talent. You gotta have talent.
It's so actually, hard to... it's not hard to be a K-pop idol if you're talentless, but you have to make up in so many other things.
Yeah.
Because...
If you don't have talent, then your production team better be crazy.
Yeah. Because K-pop stans will clock you like that. And they're like, why do you stand that person? They have literally done nothing. Like, they actually do nothing. They're not
I good. Guess, but sometimes they're like, wow, they can sing so well. I'm like, guys, I'm not hearing it.
Yeah. Wait. We were saying the same thing.
I'm not hearing the same singing that you are.
No.
So I think, okay, I think it's talent. Is this person actually meant to be doing this?
Authenticity.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, and that's, this ties in with my last one, is luck. I think it's, like, fully timing.
Oh.
Because, like, wait, for example.
I didn't even think of that.
Like, for example, BTS blew up during COVID because everyone was on their phone.
Uh-huh.
Is that luck that COVID had this? No, I'm not saying COVID was a good thing, but I'm saying that it was luck economically and luck socially that everyone got on their phones.
Yeah.
You know, and saw them.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they already had the talent. They already had the visuals. They already had the vocals.
It just all lined up. Like, yes. Coincidentally, it just all lined up.
And authentic people recognize authentic people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And BTS has been authentic. Yeah. So, like, when they got popular during COVID, you had, like...
Because it was the Carpool Karaoke video that got everyone BTS. You had
thousands of videos that were like, hey, this is BTS's talent, like, whatever. Yeah. Like, there were a bunch of, like, media covering them. Yeah. So... Yeah.
I think, honestly, for K-pop groups, it's not much different than just, like, any other Western artist being long-term successful.
Yeah.
It's, like, if anything... Yeah.
Tinashe has been making music, but it just so happens, like, the Nasty Girl song, like, as silly as that song is...
It just... You gotta keep going. Yeah.
Yeah, she got to where she wanted to.
I feel like, honestly, for K-pop, it's an abandonment of the business model. The further you stray away from the business model, the more likely you'll be long-term successful. The more you stay on the business model of, like, cranking out albums, whatever, is a great, like, introduction into the market, I guess.
Yeah.
But I think the more that it just becomes this, like, album, tour, album, album, tour, it could work. But I think you fall into the trap of, like, the albums start sounding the same.
Yeah, that's, like, short-term success for me. That reminds me of Bleep.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah.
Leave a comment below on who is not authentic.
Well, I mean, you see it when you tour.
Yeah.
And that's not to shit on them individually. That's shitting on the overall.
That's on the K-pop industry. Of the group. Yeah, that's the K-pop industry for sure.
Okay, well, I think that's it for this. So we talked about Inside Out. So who's going to be inside and out of me? Well, thank you guys so much for watching this episode of the podcast. If you haven't been watching our lives, a lot of you guys are like, please, can y'all yap for longer? Go, just watch our lives.
I don't know why you would want that.
Join the Discord community. It's a lot of fun. And if you've been watching our videos for a while, please subscribe. It helps us out a ton. And I guess that's all we got.
Yeah.
Thank you for watching. We're going to say bye like we normally do in our respective language. Issa, Delawa, Tella.
Tella.
Hang out. Bye, guys.
See ya, bitch. I was yours for the taking. Guess I needed.